You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Some statistics show that the number of high school graduates is expected to peak in the next couple of years and then decline in years after that. Some project that drop could create an enrollment cliff for higher education. In the St. Louis region, Fontbonne University announced in early 2024 it will close next fall. Other area universities are reported to be under financial strain as well. Joining us now, Dick Starts, professor of economics at the University of California, Santa Barbara. He has looked at the issue. How much could college enrollment decline maybe over the next 5 to 10 years?
Not enough to call it a cliff. What is true is it is going to decline, and the projections nationwide, probably about 3%. Missouri, a little bit bigger, actually. The guess is about 5%. And if you go out 18 years, maybe 12%. So these are real. They're enough to be a problem. If you look around the country, what it means is 6 years from now, the number of kids graduating high school and therefore available to enroll in college for the first time is probably going to fall by about enough that it'll be the same number of students as it was about 6 years ago. Now, in Missouri, it's actually a little different. It's going to fall a little bit more, and it used to really be higher. So most the country on average went up a hill and is now going to go down a hill. No cliffs, but a real hill. Missouri, it kind of just kept, it was going up, and then it's been going down for a while, and that's projected to continue. And I think what you opened with is exactly right. For some institutions, this is a problem. For others, it's not. And different kinds of institutions are in different situations.
What other factors are contributing to the strain on some of these colleges and universities?
Well, there are a couple of things. The overall one, the one that people have been describing incorrectly, perhaps as a cliff, is if you want to know how many 18-year-olds there are going to be in 5 years, you look at how many 13-year-olds there are right now, and you got a real good idea. So it's just a population change, frankly, is the big deal. There are some other things going on. When the economy is going really well, 18-year-olds, especially boys, but 18-year-olds in general, are less likely to want to start college, and that particularly affects community colleges. Because they say, I can get a good job right now, and the truth is, for the last several years, since we've been out of the pandemic, the economy has been doing really well. Unemployment's been very low. Now, how that'll change the next few years, I don't know. Another issue that affects some schools a lot and some not very much is the number of international students. And the reason for this is international students generally pay a high tuition rate. At some private schools, international students may not pay much difference than domestic students, although in many places they don't get as much financial aid. At public universities, anybody out of state, including therefore financial students, international students. In California, they pay like triple what a California student. So that makes a big difference. So there's an example of this, which is St. Louis University. So St. Louis University, I mean, an incredibly successful, respected university. It's 200 years old. It has one of the larger endowments in the country. But they've announced that they're going to have to do a little bit of cutting back. Nothing huge, but, you know, any cutting back hurts. And it's because in the last year, they ended up with about 1,000 fewer international students than people were expecting. And how that's going to change going forward is very hard to know for a couple of reasons. The big sources of international students are China and India, those being kind of the big countries. With China, there's always a political question of how does the Chinese government feel about it. We compete, higher education's our most successful export, actually. And we compete especially with Australia and Canada and the UK. Both Australia and Canada, for reasons I don't understand, have been putting some restrictions on international students. So that could help us some. What the incoming administration is going to do is completely up in the air. We know that they're trying to cut back on in-migration in general. A lot of universities are very worried about what's going to happen to their foreign students. At the same time, at least very early in the campaign, the incoming administration said they wanted to give anybody who came here and got a bachelor's degree a green card. And if they actually do that, that's going to make an incredible demand for students coming to the U.S. The other thing is just some universities are just in much better shape to withstand fluctuations. So if you're St. Louis University, having to make cutbacks always hurts much more than the fun you had growing. But they can manage. I mean, they'll manage. You know, they'll be fine. But in the last year or so, there were a number of universities that closed, and you began with this. There's going to be some more closing. They're mostly very small ones, teaching very few students, and they just don't have much in the way of reserves. You know, most of us think of colleges as having big endowments. WashU has a huge endowment. St. Louis University has a very large endowment. Most universities have essentially zero endowment, so they don't have the same kind of reserves. And so I think what's going to happen is some places will be hardly affected at all. Right? Some places, you know, have two or three times the number of applicants that they can ever admit, and they're well qualified. Some places, especially small ones, are actually at real risk of having to close. But in between, there are going to be a lot of places that grew programs, and now they have to do some ungrowing. And ungrowing just hurts a lot more than the fun you had growing. And there are shifts in what students want to study. So if you think of, I don't know, I'm going to make up an example. Suppose 10 years ago, you needed 5 computer science professors and 5 English professors. And a lot of students, you got more and more students, and they want to do computer science. So now you need 10 computer science professors, and you don't really need the 5 English professors anymore, but it's okay. You are growing. You can keep them. Now what happens when you have a decline? And now maybe you still need the 10 computer science professors, but you've got to reduce by 5 professors somewhere. The burdens are very uneven. So the truth is most people are not going to be very affected by any of this, but some will be affected intensely. You know, think if you went to a small school and you're an alum and you loved it and the place closes. I mean, not to mention what happens to the faculty who may have been there 30 years. Students who are there, most places try to arrange a teach out where some other school will, you know, take the last few years, but that's still, you know, that's got to be pretty traumatic.
Dick Starts, professor of economics at the University of California, Santa Barbara. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Megan.